In May 1930, Mary Ann MacLeod from Tongue on the Isle of Lewis boarded a steamer from Glasgow bound for New York City in search of a better life. There, she fell in love with a young man called Frederick, whose family had emigrated to America from Germany two generations before. The couple raised five children. Years later, Mary Ann's middle son would return to Scotland, home of his MacLeod ancestors, whose clan motto is, "I burn, but I am not consumed." And here, in the name of progress and profit and executive golf, he would pit himself against time and tide. And in his wake, the shifting sand dunes of Balmeddy and Aberdeenshire would never be the same. That son of Mary Ann MacLeod is powerful, but so too is the north wind. The gneiss, the marbled metamorphic rock of Lewis, is two-thirds the age of Earth, amongst the very oldest to be found on our planet. It knows about power, and it's seen a lot. And so, I wondered, what might that rock of Lewis have to say about the 45th President of the United States of America? Mary Ann's middle son, Donald John. And this is what the rock told me.